It's interesting that the very first book of the Bible is creation. And so the most divine act, apparently, is creation.
Yeah.
So art, literature, music, film, the act of being creative is a divine calling and should be treated that way.
Absolutely.
That's how we look at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're glad to hear artists like yourself articulate that. So.
Oh, thank you, my dear. This is Genesis Bariah Peorich, and you're listening to WCBN-FM, Ann Arbor.
Did you see my cat?
What's the matter? You losing?
Like my cat.
You make this thing mad?
Uh-huh.
It's crazy. Crazy.
You wanna buy it?
For me, man. I'm tapped.
And I said I'm sure that he's an artist.
Tried it on before you bought it. It's not the size that's bad. It's the shape. What's wrong with it? It's a modern art bathtub, designed specifically to match the furniture. Is it distorted? It doesn't even resemble the shape of my body. Perhaps you should change the shape of your body to conform with modern art. My body will last longer than modern art. What about a shower? The styling of the modern shower is such that when you stand under it, the water squirts around you. You have a problem. A dirty problem. But a modern one.
I got a new one.
Great. What is it?
It's a full-length, life-size figure.
Crazy. What is it called?
Murdered Man.
Senator from North Carolina, Mr. Helms, proposes an amendment number 1299 to the amendment in disagreement numbered 164. At the end of the amendment, add the following section. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, none of the funds made available to the National Endowment for the Arts under this act may be used to promote, disseminate, or produce materials that depict or describe in a patently offensive way sexual or excretory activities or organs.
Mr. President.
Please, Mr. President. We didn't do anything. Please don't put us in jail.
Please, we've done something.
Hold on. I know you didn't do it.
Please. Please don't.
Huh? Look at this.
Looks like somebody's been collecting paintings.
Switching paintings, you mean? These are real paintings that were replaced by the ones with the eye holes.
Look, it's old Honest Abe.
You can fool some of the people all the time, and one of the people a few of the times, but you can't fool
But like you can't fool us, eh, Scoob?
I'll give you that $100 for the cat.
No.
All right, then, $200.
No!
$300 and that's tops.
$300 for the cat?
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Already have it.
I know I'm going out of my mind, but I've been collecting art pieces all over Europe for years. And to make very sure that I get it, I'll pay you $500. $500 for the cat and the first look at his next stop.
Put an all.
There's a cat just now, but I'll have you back in a few days.
What
and you can have it for $500.
Oh,
where's my money?
I think I've made a bargain. Call me when you're ready.
You're mighty lucky. You can always be. Beautiful things and looking at them and making them with your own.
I think you are lucky. I'd love to come to your studio to see your sculpture.
Well, I'm just not in the market right now.
Can't afford to buy anything now.
I'm sure that he is an artist. He said you were. He said you were a sculptor. And that you did the most beautiful thing.
Where's my money?
Look at the size of it.
It's not really that big. I got it on YouTube.
Well, I gotta know it, so.
Let's see it.
Oh, I drove a little nervous.
I never did a person before.
You can do anything if you set your mind.
I'm going on vacation.
And as of now, we've spent over $4 million.
Don't you like it?
I'm going out of town for a few weeks.
It's a masterpiece. I've never seen anything like it.
I'm going out of town for a few weeks.
And I hope I never see anything like it again.
Oh, neither do I.
It's hideous. And it's eloquent.
It'll be an artist, a man of
things. Things are bad right now.
Where's my money?
Some complicated. Tough one.
Things are bad right now.
Expresses modern man and all his self-pity.
Where's my money?
Things are bad right now.
Well, it wasn't easy.
What's your opinion?
Don't ask me.
Oh, come on. Now, even you must see its value.
Do
you think that you or I could have conceived of such a thing, much less executed it? Well, then admit it. It's a work of genius.
I'm choking my head off here to make you a dog. And I'm sorry.
He is afraid that he will buy your product.
Fear of buying is based on certain basic fears.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
You're cleaning up?
Where's my money?
Hey, you, buy this.
Where's my money?
What do you think about this inhibitor?
I don't want to buy anything.
What do you think about this inhibitor?
I don't want to buy anything.
I said I'm sure that he is an artist.
And I said, I'm sure that he is an artist.
I'll have to talk it over with the wife.
She said you were a sculptor. And that she did the most beautiful thing.
Pathetic. It's the only way to gain recognition. All the big art critics and art dealers will be there. It'll be an event.
I have to talk it over with my partner.
Yes, then we can unload. You'd sell this stuff for a lot more.
Can't do anything.
I should be good at that.
But first of all, you've got to stop making these horrible statues. Maybe you can turn to freeform.
It sounds good, but I'd sure like to think it over.
Freeform?
Well, that's the movement today.
With his talent for realism?
But you can see the direction his realism takes. But you said I was a genius.
We gotta put on a disguise.
I'm sure that man is going to buy your dead cat, so here's your fee in advance, $50. And if you need more, I've got it, so don't worry.
Gee, $50 for something I made.
Now you're a professional.
Look! Good heavens!
I hear your company doesn't give good service.
I don't understand at all. It must be very profound.
You know, I hear your product's not any good.
And I said, well, I don't know in that town. I'd rather be an honest man if they in the world. I feel so sorry for some men, the kind of work they have to do.
I feel so sorry for some men, the kind of work
they have to do.
I feel so sorry for some men, the kind of work they have to do.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Tell me, how does it fit in the crop?
Man, if you're going to be an artist, you've got to do nudes, nudes.
Right, right, right. Ain't nobody an artist unless he does nudes.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Looks pretty good from here, man.
Don't you think my paintings are good enough?
I don't understand at all.
Whenever somebody sees you wearing it, there's that benefit of owning fine quality jewelry and receiving many compliments. It's a lot of fun. That's what jewelry's all about. You're adorning your body. You're, maybe getting something of heirloom quality. Then the second part is getting a piece like this at a tremendously low price tag. You can spend
You know, I hear your product's not any good.
I don't understand at all. It must be very profound.
Where's my money?
Notice the large green blob.
Yes. I see what you mean. Very profound.
Certainly not the work of an ordinary mind.
If you look at all this stuff, how can you find a way to stop them?
You can spend $800. Tremendously low price tag. You can spend $500. fives, excuse me.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Why don't you come up and see me sometime?
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Oh, it's so beautiful, I could shop.
Your company doesn't pay their claims. Well, you'd just be wasting your time.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I'd like to think it over.
Price tag.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I'm sorry, I can't afford it.
As I said before, what do you think about this exhibit, sir? What do you think about this exhibit, sir? What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I was sitting on this bench in Central Park, see? When this character comes up to me and says...
That's really exciting, isn't it?
I'm sorry, I can't afford it.
The sights we'll be seeing soon will be just as good, or even better than those other ones.
The prospect seemed interested.
I know what that means.
That's really exciting, isn't it?
Oh, let's change the subject. I'm sick of hearing about sculpture. Nobody knows how to do that anymore.
Hear that?
It's pretty complicated sometimes, though.
Well, it's really not as complex as it sounds.
Pretty complicated sometimes, though.
That's really exciting, isn't it?
Don't shout at me.
Who do you think you're talking about?
Isn't it?
I don't like you.
I know what it is.
That isn't a real hand. If you were a sculpture, you'd create something for me.
Don't forget what our teacher taught us, Brutus. Paints only as you see it.
Nobody asked for your opinion.
Seems to be off center. There, that's better.
Well, why don't you yell male first?
Okay, male.
You gotta watch out for that special delivery.
Are you interested?
What is what's in me artist's magazine? Oh, my gosh. $1,000 for the best original flower painting. I wonder if I can win that.
I'm gonna win that $1,000. And if anybody gets in my way...
So long, Brutus.
So Popeye thinks he'll win the contest, does he? I'll show him.
I always says, if you're gonna paint an original flower, you gotta find an original flower.
It's great. I'll buy it. I'll buy it.
What do you think you're going to paint, huh? Curtishell likes that. He wants to paint me. Listen here, Brutus. I says you can't do that. Oh, he did it.
I'm going to win that $1,000.
Oh, yeah? Over my dead body.
Okay. Rest in pieces.
Oh, they could be the girl of my pizza flower. I wonder where Brutus is. Guess he dropped out of the picture. On second floor, I guess I dropped out of the picture.
If you're an artist...
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, no, I don't.
Ring like a lion.
What? Hey, who swiped my flower?
Rants like a lion.
I'll fix that little rat.
Who are you?
Are you interested? Enthusiastic? Are you bored?
I'd rather be an artist, the man.
We all have a different way of living, eating, loving, sleeping. Some people, they need their pillow forever. My pillow, without that pillow, I never can sleep.
That's why George Spencer drove 40 minutes just to buy an alarm clock here.
The way you sleep, the way you think, it is your way of living, because it becomes your painting then. It shouldn't be my painting. It should be your type of work. And use your own, then it becomes you, and you become the power and the future on this earth. And oh my God, I can bring it up and up and up and up. Good. Maybe I make it far too much. You might have it a little bit more looser and whatever. And then
if you're
I use
artist.
A big brush, make sure it is dry, and you just go over like this. You see, it blends it all nicely in. But you see lighter bumps and darker bumps and bum-bums and whatever. It's a bum.
Okay.
Sometimes I wish I would be a bum. You know, when the berries are up there and the blueberries and all there on the field and the cherries and the apple hanging on the tree, I get that feeling, my God, I wish I could be a bum. And just go and live off the apples, off the strawberries and all. I'm not crazy. I think artists get nuts sometimes, but that's fine. It's kind of a dream, you know. We all need some time for something, whatever. No, I cannot promote bombs here on my show. My show is a powerful TV show. And there's no room for bombs. You see what I have here? Kind of a lively little, and you can cut in if you want a touch of colors, maybe. I would use a touch of red, but you always have to think, I mix the red. See, I have a little bit of red here, and sometimes, See, but soon it gives you whatever. I just it wants to get some colors in there. See, it makes a painting then. This is abstract, or that is a modern painting. See, now, that's where modern paintings are born. Maybe. But I aim for a background, for a little bit of a living background. I don't want to have a date. I could paint on that, actually on that black canvas where it was, but I think to put a bit life in, a couple of colors that will do good on the wall. You can hang that painting somewhere.
Really exciting, isn't it?
Oh. Long. And I have a little bit of a red color in there, and I will hypnotize that too. Again.
Sounds pretty exciting and wild, doesn't it?
Rust bumps. Bumping out of the canvas. Red in the center, you see there. How easy you fire it in. Maybe you should have a darker rim around. I will use Taylor Green.
And I said, I'm sure that he is an artist.
But how do you know art and understand art when you see it?
I'm going to make the most wonderful, wildest, wittiest things you've ever seen. I'm going to make big statues and little statues, tall statues and short statues. I'm going to make statues of nobodies and statues of famous people, statues of actors and poets and people who sell things on television, and a statue of the mayor and some opera singers and their intimate friends.
Man, like that was the greatest gas I ever heard.
Crazy, what did he say?
Didn't you hear him?
No, man, I'm too far out.
Somewhere in our community is a mother whose drug abuse once left her unable to care for her kids. There's a father, too, whose alcohol use drove his wife and children away. There's a boyfriend whose drug use frightened his girlfriend into giving him an ultimatum: get help or I'm gone. Help is available. It's in the form of treatment programs for drug abuse and alcohol problems. And the good news is that these programs are making a big difference in people's lives. With proper treatment, mothers and fathers, sweethearts and co-workers, friends and neighbors are overcoming drug and alcohol problems and reclaiming their lives. Isn't it great that treatment works? To find out about drug and alcohol treatment programs that can help, call 1-800-662-HELP. That's 1-800-662-HELP. There is help, and it works. A public service of this station and the Center for Substance Abuse Treatment.
Seizure experiment.
In your brain. Calculate.
Whoa, what did that guy just say?
Seizure experiment.
In your brain.
Oh, I thought he said ejaculate.
Seizure experiment, 10 to midnight, Sundays. WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
So you're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. This is The Answer Isn't the Beat. My name is Paul. I do the show every Saturday, 2 to 6 a.m. I have a website, theanswerisinthebeat.net. Oh, we are listening to Kausa Sui from Live in Copenhagen. This is the track Eternal Flow. Before this, we heard a nice big chunk of Ed Special's Art Fair mix from 2011. You can usually catch him walking around the art fair selling CDs on a stick. I don't know if he's doing that this year, but sometimes he does. And you can usually hear somebody playing his art fair mixes on the air. So, okay. What's next? What's going on? I'll tell you what. It's time for concert info. L Club is doing this thing called Waking Windows, and Dame Funkin' Moody Man and Dura Durian are all playing today. Also, Crash Detroit will feature the Detroit Party Marching Band, the Gabriel Brass Band, and other performers at the Lincoln Street Art Park and Marble Bar. I actually just saw the Gabriel Brass Band they just kind of walked into UFO Factory and just played a set unannounced. Joan Belgrave and Kirk Lightsey will be playing at Trinisos Sunday, July 23rd. Car Seat Headrest and Mary Lattimore and others playing at the Waking Windows Festival. Monday, July 24th, Kyle Ola and Mumbling Drew from Minneapolis with Betsy Sukup, Maddie P, and Jeremy Wan at Trumbleplex. Also public is at the UFO Factory. Thursday, July 27th, Sean Blackman's group In Transit Detroit will play a Detroit Camera Infusion show with Les Nubiens from France at the Garden Theater in Detroit. Also the Melvins at L Club. Friday, July 28th, John Sinclair and a backing band perform music from his recording, John Sinclair Mobile Homeland, at the Detroit Film Theater Auditorium at the DIA at 7. Also, Deadbeat Beat play a record release show. Kickstand Band and Double Winner are also on the bill. That's at UFO Factory. Next Friday, Sunday, July 30th, Big Hush, Anna Birch, Best X's, and Natty Oak at the UFO Factory. Monday, July 31st, John Davis and the Cicadas. That's John Davis from Folk Implosion. With Altusleben E and Evil English, that's at UFO Factory. Concert info is brought to you by the locally owned Ann Arbor Observer, providing news online and in print. Concert info can be heard daily in the morning at 2:30, 5:30, 8:30, and 11:30. And also at 2:30 p.m., 5:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m., and 11:30 p.m. here on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. So, Randall 6, I got music to play. And I'm going to play a song, or a series of short songs that's been stuck in my head a lot recently, like all of it in sequence. So I'm just going to play it. Hope you enjoy. WCBN-FM Ann Arbor, the answer is in the beat. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
tips.
I hear the wind blow, I hear the wind blow. It seems to say, hello, hello, I'm the one who loves you so.
Hey now everybody, now hey now everybody, hey now everybody now.
Who's that standing out my window?
I found a new friend underneath my pillow.
Come on!
Pass the milk, please. Please pass the milk, please. Please pass the milk, please.
Leave me alone, leave me alone.
Who's knocking on the wall?
All alone, all alone, all by myself.
What's that blue thing?
You.
I don't understand you.
I just don't understand you.
I don't understand you.
I don't understand the things you say. I can't understand a single word. I don't understand you.
I don't understand you.
I just don't understand you.
I don't understand you.
I cannot understand you.
I don't understand you.
I don't understand you.
I don't understand you.
I heard a sound. I turned around. Turned around to find the thing that made the sound.
Mysterious whisper. Mysterious whisper. Mysterious whisper. Mysterious whisper.
The day.
Play.
I'm happy.